The UW system is launching a dashboard to track COVID-19 cases at all of its universities and branch campuses. Most of the schools did not have a way to publicly report that kind of data. The dashboard comes a day after UW-Madison told students to restrict their movements for the next couple of weeks to address an uptick in cases on that campus. In a letter to students, faculty, and staff, Chancellor Rebecca Blank said, quote, "We've reached the point where we need to quickly flatten the curve of infection, or we will lose the opportunity to have campus open to students this semester, which we know many students truly want." Other universities in the state have also reported steep increases in the numbers of students and employees testing positive. And that all comes as the fall semester gets underway. Rich Kramer is a Wisconsin Public Radio reporter in Eau Claire. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, let's look at this dashboard concept first of all, Rich. A few campuses have their own already. This thing's going to be for all the campuses around the state, at least in the UW system.
That's right. Yeah, and I just looked while I was waiting to come on air, and it's not up yet. But I'm told that it's either going to be it'll be posted today, and the numbers may not be populated until tomorrow. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a delay. Because the sheer number or sheer volume of data that they're trying to put in one spot is pretty daunting. I mean, the campuses themselves are they've got very different dashboards. The ones like UW-Milwaukee, Parkside, UW-Whitewater, UW-Platteville, UW-La Crosse, UW-Stevens Point, to name a few, have dashboards, but some are just reporting cumulative totals of positive cases. Some have more information like total number of tests, but it's all a little bit different. And I'm told that those will have to, you know, those will have to fit seamlessly with this system-wide dashboard. So I'll be very curious to look at it because it's a lot of work trying to keep tabs on what the latest numbers are at these. You know, and that's just at 13 universities. I'm talking about the UW system. The private colleges, the only one I've seen so far is Marquette University has a dashboard, but it's just a lot of hunting to find, to get a fuller sense of what's going on in higher education in the state.
Now, one school that, one campus that's had a dashboard for this COVID information is UW-Madison. What have we seen when it comes to COVID testing at the state's biggest campus?
A significant increase in the number of positives, like over the past week, excuse me. So students moved in, they started moving in like the last week of August. And since then, UW-Madison said that they were going to do a huge testing surge, try to do around 8,000 tests in their first week. And they said there would be an increase in positives because of that, as students are moving in, et cetera. But the surge has really gone beyond that, and UW-Madison has indicated that it's not just increased testing that's resulting in the higher. The most telling trend is the 7-day positive percentage, and right now UW-Madison is looking at a positive percentage of something like just under 6% overall, and it started at 1.2% when they first put out data, so that's been on the rise ever since. There was an anomaly with the data that came out today. There was a 22.5% positive rate for UW-Madison, but that's because the number of students tested was like 93, and that 21 of them tested positive. But the day before, there was almost 1,900 tests reported. So it's kind of apples and oranges, but still, the 7-day rate has been steadily increasing, and that's been tied to social gatherings off campus, but you know, that's not the only reason.
Now, there's some thoughts that, college students, they're younger, they're likely to be in lower risk groups. They're low risk, but not no risk. But you also talked to Dr. Nasya Safdar, infectious disease specialist from UW Health, about the low hospitalization rate for college students. Here's some of what she had to say.
We will tend to see what happens in the community. And eventually, if rates continue as they are, then the infection will start to move into the age group where people will need to seek healthcare if they get COVID. And so we worry about that.
Is there a lot of talk, Rich, on campuses about that idea of community spread? It could, if students are spreading it, it could go to higher risk groups, either on campus or in the local community?
Well, on campus, it's mostly, at least UW-Madison, it's mostly been focused on just the sheer number of cases that have been coming up. A lot of students feel like that was inevitable, and they a lot of students I've talked to feel it's inevitable that classes will go online eventually. But what I saw from Public Health Madison-Dane County today was a tweet that in the past week, the department has seen 901 new COVID cases in Dane County overall. And 71% of that is tied to students or staff at UW-Madison. So what happens on campus greatly impacts what happens off campus. I mean, just strictly from a math perspective, but also those students are interacting with clerks at stores, you know, it's just person-to-person contact happens, especially when you've got, you know, 30, 40,000 students coming to town.
Talking to WPR reporter Rich Kramer about how UW system campuses and others are dealing with COVID-19. And let's hit this announcement yesterday from UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank. What is this sort of lockdown going to look like?
Yeah, I'm calling it a soft lockdown today. That's trademarked. But in general, it is you're telling undergraduates. So this is only for, you know, people, for the students that are freshmen to seniors. And it's not for employees. It's not for grad students. It's not for researchers. But in general, they're told to stay in their dorms or apartments unless they are purchasing food, going to a religious service, you know, going to an in-person class, which there are still those, and or engaging in some outdoor activity where you're essentially by yourself. Other than that, they're basically being told to hunker down. And this comes after all kinds of social media chatter, pictures, videos of very busy establishments down State Street where a lot of the students like to go and let loose. And so, you know, for a feature that I recently did, I talked with a health psychologist, and they told me that it's not terribly realistic to expect 100% compliance out of a student body when you're looking at people in this age group. And part of that, she said, was because, you know, the human brain doesn't stop developing until your late 20s, and especially the parts that, you know, kind of balance the complex risk assessment situation with just emotional drive and social connections. So this person told me that students aren't really wired, especially younger students, to do these things that they're being asked to do. So it's really a complex situation.
We hear in this announcement from Chancellor Blank, though, if students aren't able and willing to do that, if numbers keep going up, she seemed to hold out the concept that they might follow the Notre Dames and North Carolinas of the world and have to close down the campus. Is that something people are talking about openly at this point in administrations, Rich?
Well, this is about as close as I've seen it be discussed openly. Chancellor Blank, she really says that this is kind of the last effort to keep classes, at least some in-person experience on campus, going. And actually, Nasia Safdar from UW Health said the same thing. She said that this sort of a lockdown is really the last option. She said after that, there's not many other options other than, you know, shutting it down. So, and again, some students, faculty, and staff have felt like that's inevitable, and that some have said that the university shouldn't have even tried in person. But on the other hand, as you mentioned in the intro, a lot of students, and when I talked to freshmen at UW-Eau Claire moving into the dorms there, they and their parents were very excited for that in-person experience, because that's a big part. It's not just studying, obviously. You're building social connections that can last a lifetime, and it's really helping you transform. So it's a mix of people really hoping that they can stick it out, but there's also a lot of cynicism and skepticism that it can actually happen.
Rich, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Thank you, Rob.
Rich Kramer is a Wisconsin Public Radio reporter in Eau Claire. We talked to him about the uptick in COVID-19 cases on UW system campuses. as well as UW-Madison's order that students limit their movements for the next 2 weeks. And we took a look at how campuses are sharing COVID-19 data publicly.